This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Be patient, my brothers and sisters. Things will come to you. The goodness shall come. Be patient. Your problems will be resolved. Be patient. You will see happier days. Be patient. You will see a reward for everything you've done. Be patient. Justice will be served. Be patient. It is a matter of time. Keep calling to Allah. Be patient. Let me tell you, get up for your prayer. Pray 5 times a day. Bear and endure. Remember, when you endure for the sake of Allah, it is a type of patience. And Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Indeed, Allah will give back the reward for those who were patient without a limit. Unlimited reward. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. No limit, no account. Allah says, He knows the type of patience you went through. You suffered a loss. Be patient. You lost a loved one. Be patient. You went through divorce. Be patient. You're going through turmoil and turbulence. Be patient. At the same time, connect with Allah. Do the right things, not the wrong things. Because when we go through struggles and people say, be patient, bear sabr, it does not mean they want you to suffer. But what it does mean is they want you to connect with Allah in a beautiful way. And that will help ease your struggles, your difficulties, your suffering. But at the same time, if you need to resolve a matter, it will guide you towards solving the problem either by doing something positive that will result in the build up of a relationship or something that you wanted, or perhaps something that was not your first preference. For example, in the case of marriage and divorce, when we say be patient, we're talking of the struggles that you may be facing in marriage. Try to resolve them, but be patient in the process. And if you cannot resolve them, you may want to involve respectable people at a certain point, because the first point of call is for you to try and resolve it between the two of you without telling anyone. Then you have to tell someone, because there has to be an elder or someone from your system helping you and assisting you. And if it is toxic, if it is difficult, bear patience, connect with Allah, He'll help you through it. But you may want to seek divorce or go through the divorce. You may want to give a divorce or seek a divorce or get a nullification, etc., depending on who you are and what you're going through. So when we say bear patience, in no ways are we telling you to continue living in a toxic situation that is destroying you, your mental health, your physical health, that is breaking you to pieces. That is not what we are saying. But here, we're talking about connecting with Allah and thanking Allah and looking at the positives out of the negative while you are getting out of the situation. So we're dealing with it, but we're going to bear patience. It's a struggle. Sometimes if you think marriage is difficult, because of the problems you're going through, divorce is even more difficult, because now you're not even connected through marriage, especially when you have children. So if you're going through a crisis, bear patience. People will say things, bear patience. Remember, Allah Almighty wants us to persevere. Allah Almighty wants us to keep trying. You know, when I sit and I look at the types of sabr that we are taught in Islam, sabr meaning the broader English word used is patience, but it also means restraint, forbearance, perseverance. All of this is included in that term, sabr. So you need power to do the right things. It's called sabr, so bear patience. Do the right thing, don't do the wrong thing. You need the power to restrain yourself from the wrong things, so bear patience. Don't just fall into haram. Keep yourself, hold yourself. You'll be proud of the fact that you did not get to where shaitan wanted you to get to. You'll be very happy with yourself. At the end of the day, you'll be pleased, and Allah will be even more pleased, because if you get a reward to do a good deed, trust me, you get a reward to stay away from a bad deed. That's amazing. That's amazing. So we need to bear patience in that regard as well. Then the last type of patience is when you bear patience upon the decree of Allah. I lost a job. Bear patience. It's okay, Allah knows. But I'm going to keep trying. I'm not going to become despondent. I'm not going to become depressed. I'm going to protect myself to the best of my ability. And I tell you, your connection with Allah will help cushion that situation and it will ease it for you, and you will begin to see a better picture. You draw to the prayer mat and you cry to Allah and you increase your time in prostration and you weep to your Maker and you get up and you know He's heard you because He hears every caller who calls out to Him, and He knows and He gives and He just waits for the right time. When you've asked for something, the right time, the right thing, the right place, He will give it to you by the will of Allah. And if He knows, it's bad for you, because as human beings, generally, we ask for things that are sometimes not good for us at all. Allah knows this person or this thing that you want or the situation you want to get into is terrible for you. You will cry tears of blood. Allah says, our mercy, we won't give it to you because we know better than you. Therefore, surrender to that decree of Allah. You won't have in this world what you want, my brothers, my sisters. So bear patience. You won't be able to get into every situation you want. You can't have the job that you desire. Not always. You can't have the things that you desire. You can't even have a situation, not even a spouse that you desire, perhaps. Because it happens. Sometimes Allah Almighty knows what's better for us because He knows what the future holds. So bear patience. My brothers and sisters, if you look at the patience that is mentioned in the Quran, Allah says, those who bore patience, for them is forgiveness. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. When you've heard something negative from people, they've treated you badly, they've actually done wrong to you, you're allowed to retaliate within measure. But at the same time, Allah says, if you bear patience and you leave it be, you forgo, you forgive, it's better for you. That's the best thing you could actually do. It's not everybody's cup of tea, which means people find it difficult to forgive others. Part of patience is to let go. It's okay. It's fine. You know, I always tell people, if I have my little piece of Jannah and paradise, I don't care what happens to everybody else, or what they've done to me. I mean, we all want everyone to get Jannah. But if I've got Jannah, you've hurt me and harmed me, it's okay. Leave it. One day we'll meet in Jannah and we'll just look at each other and say, you used to say a lot of bad things for me, but I'm so happy you're my neighbor here in paradise. Hey, subhanAllah, that's an amazing thing. When I was much younger, I used to look at these things and tell myself, I want to fix this person on the day of judgment. We want this to happen. I show them, may Allah do. Now, as I've grown older and I've learned much more about the Quran and the Sunnah and the ways of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, I say to myself, do you know what? If it's wronging me in person, it's okay. It's excused. I know what Allah's blessed me with. And therefore, it's fine. So long as Allah grants me Jannah, I have succeeded. What they've done to me will not change anything. So why should I even worry about it? And when you've developed that attitude, I'm not saying it's the best of attitudes, but it's tough to get to it. And it really requires great patience, because there are people who go out of their way to do things, to say things. There are people who try to tarnish, who make it their business to do whatever they can to make you look bad. It's okay. It's fine. We've gotten over that at the moment where we say, Ya Allah, forgive them, grant them Jannah. They don't know what they're doing. And oh Allah, grant us paradise, because that's what we want. Ultimately, I may drop dead today or tomorrow or any day. Allah knows. What do I want? I want paradise. That's it. I just want the journey into the hereafter to be simple and easy. So bear patience. May Allah Almighty truly grant every one of us the good patience. Now, sometimes you see people who've lost everything. They've lost loved ones, they've lost their wealth, they've lost their health, and it seems like there is nothing that they have. In this particular instance, while we call out to them to bear patience, we must call everyone else and tell them, it's your duty to assist, it's your duty to help, it's my duty to reach out, it's our duty to collectively make sure that this person is not so depressed to the level of suicide. I need to talk to them, I need to make life easy for them, I need to create facility for them, because Allah Almighty says, whoever creates ease for someone in this world, Allah will create ease for them in this world and the next. So if that is the case, then surely, surely, I need to help them. I need to reach out to them. I need to try and feed them. I need to try and pay things for them, you know, their needs and necessities. But my brothers and sisters, let's face facts. Sometimes it's over and above our needs and necessities that we are crying for. We want to lead a lavish lifestyle. And because we can't, we start complaining and we feel that Allah's forsaken us. But Allah says, I gave you, you're wasting money. You're actually living a lifestyle that you can't even afford. Why do you do that? So learn to be patient in that regard as well. When you see something that someone has, do not become jealous. Do not become envious. Hold back. Be patient. Thank Allah for what He has given them. Ask Allah to bestow upon you. But what's more important than the provision of this worldly life is that of the hereafter. So try to look at that which is for the future, for the hereafter. Allah, you've given them in this world. Grant them goodness and barakah. Grant us to the point that we have a comfortable life so we can worship you, we don't forget you, but in the hereafter, bless us with the best of the best. It's a sunnah dua mentioned in the Quran, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Oh Allah, oh our Lord, grant us goodness in this world and goodness in the hereafter and save us from the punishment of hellfire. So that's an amazing supplication, and we need to bear patience, because as we grow, we realize that Allah Almighty is in charge. He's in control. And with Allah Almighty being in control, when you trust Him fully, you will know that He is leading you down a path, the end of which is ultimate success. In the interim, you will face a lot. I know of people who have lost their jobs. Simple example. And they cried and cried for years, and 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, they either got jobs or they struck deals or did their own businesses in a way that they would have never, ever imagined. So Allah lets you get out of a scenario and get into another one later on that was far better. Had you not been out of the first one, how would you have gotten to the second? Same applies to marriages. We know of so many people, 1 divorce, 2 divorces, 3 divorces, and they say, "How? Oh, it's so bad. I need to stay inside here." It's okay. It's okay. If it is toxic, you apply the same rules. If the same rules let you go through a divorce 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th time, it's okay. A day will come when the doors will open. Be patient. May Allah Almighty help us and grant us ease and help us to be patient, because it's not easy. أقول قولي هذا صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.